So I've recently received approval for my capstone, which means that it's all done and approved and everything. And I think I've learned some valuable things along the way. So I have some 5 tips here that I think will be helpful to you. They're things that I'm glad I did or that I wish I would have done. 1 is use a template. So as soon as you can, and you can pretty easily because I've included a link right here, use a template for your capstone and start working on the final product right away. Instead of writing it on a napkin and then putting it onto a legal pad and then making it all pretty and then putting it into your final Word document, just start with the final Word document and work from there. So even if all you do today is work on the title page, that's fine. Even if all you do is add one more research to the resource to the bibliography, that's fine. I think that way of doing it is a lot easier in the long run. If you just do what you can, add to it little by little, and it won't seem so daunting. When you look at it all at once and you think, oh my god, I have to write a 50-page capstone paper, then it can seem like a lot. But if you just go at it a little bit at a time, it's a lot more manageable. Especially when you consider the fact that your RPQs, hopefully, are building up to your capstone. So use those, if you can, prepare in that way so that you just put it all together into your final capstone. I was really lucky. I had a template from a friend, and I used that. I also found a capstone in the library that I really liked. The design was just beautiful. So I copied the design that she used in her capstone for the title page and a dedication page, acknowledgments page, things that you don't think of at first, but later you'll be glad you did. It's a little sappy, but I'll just be honest with you here. When I finished my capstone, the last page I wrote was the dedication page, which actually is like the 4th or 5th page of the paper, but I waited until the end to dedicate it. And I'm glad I did, because once I'd finished the paper and I had received all my feedback and it was approved, then I finally could breathe a sigh of relief, and I realized that it was like 2 years closing the circle. You know, I had started school, I'd finished my paper finally, it had taken almost exactly 2 years for the whole process. And I realized that in that time, a lot of big things had happened. My grandmother had passed away during school, and my grandfather passed away a year before. So for me, the two of them in particular are very close to my heart, and what they've taught me actually applies to a lot of what I wrote about in my capstone. So I dedicated it to my grandparents. And as I was writing it, it was very emotional for me because it reminded me of how important they had been in my life and how much they had inspired me to pursue the work that I'm working on right now and that I wrote about in the capstone. So I wouldn't have expected that I would have cried at the end of my capstone because I was happy and grateful, maybe because I was just totally stressed out, but it was a really nice experience. And for me, it was emotional in a very good way. So take your time. Don't try to rush through it all. You might be surprised at the good things that come out of it. So the first one is start with a template. The second point that I would like to share, and kind of the tip, is to have a buddy, a capstone buddy. They can be somebody that's already gone through the process. They can be somebody that's along for the ride with you, that they're also working on their capstone. But wherever they may be in their experience, have somebody who you can talk to, share ideas with, bounce off, you know, an outline, all these questions and comments that come up throughout the process. If you have somebody that you can share these things with, it's so much easier. I was lucky to have 2 buddies, really. One great friend, Ashley, who had already gone through her capstone experience. I actually reviewed her capstone for her. I went to her capstone presentation, and that was really helpful for me. And she was very kind in answering a lot of my questions and allowing me to send her my drafts. And I also had a wonderful friend, Amy, who was really there with me along the entire ride and sat down with me and worked on parts of my capstone, sat with me when I talked to my advisor. We both had the same advisor, and we were able to, you know, work on things together, also kind of talk through the difficult moments, And sometimes it's nice to just have somebody to complain to, honestly. So have somebody, a capstone buddy, and let them know that you really appreciate them and that you know it's going to be challenging, but that being able to talk with them is going to make the entire experience a lot better. The third thing that I'd like to share, and this is connected but can be very different, is to have an editing team. So an editing team can be your mom, can be your husband or wife, your friend, your family, someone who's also doing their capstone, or someone who's already finished their capstone, or a writer that you really admire, someone that you know you're connected to is a good writer, someone that whose writing that you really enjoy. For me, I'm lucky to have Judy, who was a copy editor and in an earlier part of her life. So she comes at things automatically looking for grammatical mistakes and inconsistencies and things that I probably didn't mean to write. So when she read my paper, she came back with, you know, this on this page, this was the edit. On this page, that was the edit. You misspelled this word. I think you meant this. And she was exactly right. All of her edits were 100% right on. And I really appreciated those. I was able to go back into the paper, fix some things up real quick, and that's really nice. So if you have somebody or a team of people you can send things to, that makes the process easier. And don't send them all the same thing. Send it to one person and then save those edits, then send the updated version to someone else, you know, so that one person isn't looking at the exact same information. You know, multiple times, different people, send it to one person, have all those edits come back, then send it to the next person. And ideally there's less edits, you know, the second time. And also send it when you're pretty confident about the material, where you're not going to be making huge changes, because then you're going to have to send them the same thing again and have them read a lot. So as best as you can, send a real good version to your editing team, which I think brings us to our fourth point here. This tip, tip number four, I think it's really challenging, but I think you'll find this is true. You're going to have several drafts, and it's better to just get used to that idea. If you think, you know, your first draft is just amazing and perfect, probably count on three or four after that. Don't be surprised at all if your advisor comes back to you and says, okay, this is a great start. You know, here's some things you need to do. Expect maybe five extra pages of work beyond what you've already put in there. Now, that said, if you do an exceptional job and you just really do an amazing job on your first draft, then yeah, you might only need one or two more drafts after that. But don't be surprised if your final is several drafts in, that you've got, you know, three or four drafts before the final. And I think this is particularly hard for several people that I'm close to. They were really happy with what they did. Other people really liked it. But your advisor has seen dozens and dozens of capstones, so they're going to be looking at it a little bit differently than everyone else. And they also know what you're capable of, hopefully, so they're going to be pushing you to really create something great. And that takes time. So don't be upset if you have to go back in and make another draft and another after that. And give yourself, you know, I don't know, at least a month or two to work on drafts once you have the first one in. So that kind of goes into my last tip, but I'll keep it with this one for a second. Basically, you need to expect that you're going to be having a month or two of work once your first draft goes in, and that's tough. So keep that in mind when you go in. I know the deadlines can seem like they're really early, you know, to have a draft in 2 months before your presentation, and your final draft in a month before your final presentation. But really, if you can get better than that, if you can get ahead of those deadlines and send things in ahead of time, you'll be a lot happier, because a lot of people are pushing to the end and professors are overloaded with lots of different capstones. So if you can pull back and have things in earlier, then you're going to get a lot better attention from your advisor. They're going to appreciate it a lot more, and it's going to be better in the long run. So my last tip going along with that is to try to enjoy the process as much as possible by giving yourself a lot of time. I know it's tempting to kind of wait to the last minute and then push really hard and try to get it all done at the end. I know a lot of people do that, but if you really want to enjoy the process, it's best if you can try to get things done ahead of time. I think one of the best examples of that was my friend I mentioned before, Ashley. She wrote her capstone, began writing her capstone and her RPQs and everything while she was still in her practicum. Actually, right when she started her practicum, she already knew what she was thinking about for her capstone. So she approached her advisor. She worked on her capstone proposal, started putting surveys and things out when she was in her practicum, so that she was collecting surveys by the end of her 6-month practicum. And then she was able to start turning those into her capstone shortly thereafter, which the timing was just perfect. And if you can think that far ahead, then it's going to make so much of your experience easier and more enjoyable. But I know it takes some planning, so think about it a little bit. Start working on your RPQ ideas right when you start your practicum, even before your practicum. Start trying to build them up into your eventual capstone. And then when you get to your capstone, the literature review could have been some of your RPQs. Your surveys and data are things that you worked on back in your proposal, and it makes the actual capstone a lot easier to write in the long run. So the fifth tip there is to really try to enjoy it, plan it out, and don't push it off to the last minute. I know several people that did that, and I'll be honest, I did that too. I tried to capstone in May and pushed really hard. And instead of planning it out really well and working hard for months in advance, and I could have capstoned in May, I ended up doing a real good job of preparing myself for July. So I ended up capstoning in July, which wasn't terrible. But in my case, that was an option. From what I understand, in future capstones, there's only going to be December and May. So it's going to be even easier to push things off and think, okay, well, May is still 3 or 4 months away, I'm fine. Probably not. You really should be done with all of your capstone drafts and everything by February or March if you're really wanting to capstone in May. And that's really tough to do. That takes a lot of discipline. And if you don't make it, then you'll be pushed off for another 6 months. So that's not a bad thing. That might mean you just prepared yourself really well for a future capstone date like I did. But ideally, have a real good idea of what you need to do ahead of time, plan it out, and talk with your capstone buddy, talk with someone who's been there, a mentor, and let them talk you through the right timeline so that you can get things done ahead of time. I've tried to put a good timeline in here in the very beginning of the RPP guide so that you can see what some good deadlines are, but talk with people that you work with that you really admire. Sit down with your advisor and say, I really want to do this right. What are the deadlines I need to hit so that I'm really early? And then start going for it. So, good luck. Those are my top 5 tips for writing your capstone. I hope they're helpful. Definitely get started right away. And let me know if I can ever help you in any way. Thanks, and good luck.